FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're here live in studio. It's the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And don't forget, this is your show. That means you can literally bring up anything at any time. We can be in the middle of a topic, as we are right now. We're going to continue something from last hour. And if you don't want to hear about it, or you want to hear us talk about something different, just dial us up, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and check out the live streams that we've got there. Maybe you are on the outside edge of a radio station signal that's just unbearably bad to listen to. Tune in online. We've got the dial-up stream. We've got the high-quality, high-broadband stream. So every internet user can listen.
Or, for example, our new listeners in Panama City. That affiliate carries the first 2 hours of the three-hour program.
For now.
For now. That's going to be changing.
We're hoping.
We're hoping that's going to change. They'll listen to the show and like it so much they'll pick up the third hour.
But for tonight, like this show?
But for tonight, they're only going to carry the first 2 hours. There's a whole additional hour of Free Talk Live that takes place after what you hear on that radio station. Go to freetalklive.com.
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to a coast-to-coast rerun, which is, I guess, what comes up after us on WLTG Panama City. So welcoming again the WLTG listeners. If you're, it's your first time, you're in for something a little bit different. So don't forget the Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call 888-532-4604. That's toll-free at 888-532-4604. Or you can visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Excellent, sir. So let's continue. The last hour, we were talking about this poor bastard who is a pretty heavy sleeper.
We're talking about a lot of poor bastards tonight.
Yeah, it's a poor bastard night on Free Talk. We had a poor bastard who was arrested and held in jail for an entire month, and he was completely innocent of all charges, and the police just kind of said, oh, whoops. And then now we've
sorry,
got
man.
Now we've got another whoops, I guess, episode here where this gentleman, apparently his niece called the cops on him. Because he said something about, I have a shotgun, and
right.
I'll protect us if... What did he say exactly?
Apparently there had been some burglaries in his neighborhood, and mm-hmm. he told his niece that he had a shotgun, and he'd use it to protect himself in case of something like that happened.
Yeah, I would assume protect her as well.
Right, well,
she
didn't,
was there.
If she was there, yeah. But he would protect himself and his family
right.
if something like that happened. So she called the police. She called 911 and told the police that he was a danger to himself and others.
Okay.
I guess
how old is she?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about her other than she made the call.
Interesting.
Well, so what happened is his niece called 911. He did not know this took place. He went to bed, turned his phone ringer off, went to bed. The police came to his house, set up the SWAT team came, they set up barricades, SWAT team, hostage negotiators, you
right.
know, like they were trying to talk somebody out of a building who had, you know, explosives strapped to their chest and
sure.
had taken hostages.
Now, what was the name of the town that this happened in?
This is Evansville, Indiana.
Okay.
So, they come to this guy's house. He wakes up, they're calling him on his phone, but his ringer's off, so he doesn't know they're calling him.
Okay.
He gets up to get himself a drink, and then starts to go back to bed. He hears the cops outside with a megaphone saying, Joe, pick up your phone. So he picks up his phone, and they ask him to come outside with his hands on
his
head.
Did they ask him, or did they order him?
No, they asked him to.
Really?
They asked him to come outside with his hands on his head. And he says, oh, okay, you want me to come outside? And they're like, yeah, please, if you could. You know, I guess they were very polite.
Okay.
But... anyway, all these cops showed up, surrounded his house because his niece made this phone call. Now,
did he go outside?
Yeah, he did go outside just to get everything taken care of, you know. But the local ABC affiliate is now investigating this as to whether or not this was appropriate response by the police department.
It sounds a little blown out of proportion.
It does. Let's see. Police spokesperson Sergeant Stephanie Lorline was asked, was that phone call that you received in and of itself enough to justify this response? Here's the woman's response. Absolutely. Anytime you have someone that is of a mental state where they're threatening to kill themselves or someone else, now they don't know if he is. They just got
an allegation.
An anonymous tip from someone who wasn't there.
It's their job to investigate an allegation like that.
Right, exactly. Anytime you have someone that is of a mental state where they're threatening to kill themselves or someone else, you've got the potential that they're going to. And that they're going to either, one, follow through with the threat and kill someone.
Every time you call the cops, you've got the potential they're going to show up at your damn house with a SWAT team.
Right, exactly. Or if they're suicidal, many people try to kill themselves by using the police.
Suicide by cop.
Yeah. So even though there was not, it ended up not being a high-powered rifle in the home, I think everything was handled as best as it possibly could have been.
Oh, my goodness. Never any apologies from police when it comes to these things.
No,
it's amazing.
Uh-uh.
1-800-259-9231. You got a police hell story. Maybe you are a law enforcement officer. Do you think that the SWAT team overreacted there? We want to hear from you. Dial us up. Otherwise, you can change the topic. Like Owen in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live. Owen with Ian and Scott. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to bring up the whole Social Security topic.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Go for it, Owen.
I've heard a lot about it in the news, and I've been studying a lot of the tax law involved in this.
Hmm. Boy, you've got a lot of time on your hands, huh?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm single again, so.
All right.
And I was in the Army for 5 years.
I see. So what about it? What about Social Security?
Well, first off, there was a judge on C-SPAN one night that said that Social Security, the whole program, was unconstitutional.
Well, he'd be correct.
But I don't ever hear anyone bringing that up on the radio.
Well, nobody except for this show. We'll talk about it.
Right. There are some shows that will bring it up, but what you hear on most radio stations is you'll hear either a conservative talk show or you'll hear a liberal talk show. Now, the conservative talk show does not count anything as unconstitutional for the most part. I don't know why conservatives are just, even though they claim they're for smaller government, they're still for more restrictions on you. And then, of course, the liberal talk show is all about the government having complete and total control of your money and your future. So that's what you're going to hear. Neither of those two things are going to be arguing for the repeal or removal of Social Security.
Well, actually, neither one of them. Actually, both of them are for bigger government.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. One claims to want to give the money to the poor, and the other one wants to claim to give the money to the rich.
I don't think that conservatives necessarily claim that. I think they both claim to be friends of the poor, because the conservatives kind of try to align themselves with the good old boys, the mountain men, those kind of people. So they definitely both pander to the poor.
I'm talking about the modern conservatives. Not the true conservatives, but the modern Republicans.
The neoconservatives, if you
yes.
will.
Uh-huh. The Rush Limbaugh fans.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty sickening. Of course, well, what do you think of this new plan by George Bush, Owen, to semi-privatize, as they're putting it, Social Security?
Right.
What do you mean semi-privatize it? I mean, if it says it's voluntary anyways, why don't they just tell everyone it's voluntary? Get it.
Some research. Is it really voluntary? Is there a form I can fill out that opts me out of Social Security?
You know, I'll tell everyone right now. If they go online, I'm sure you got a lot of online listeners, they can pull up their computer right now.
Uh-huh.
They can do a search under Snohomish County, Washington. This is under Washington State.
Okay.
Auditor's Office. My name is Owen James King.
Wait, are you a bureaucrat?
No.
Oh. Okay.
If they do a search for my name under that auditor's office, they will find my affidavit of revocation and recession of application for Social Security.
Can you post a link to that on our freetalklive.com bulletin board?
I'd have to sit down and find it again myself.
Oh. Well, if you could do that, it'd make it a lot easier because people are not going you gotta remember this, Owen. You're talking on the radio, and most people listening are in their cars. Although we do have some at-home listeners,
right,
internet listeners, but
what's your web link here so I can...
It's freetalklive.com. That's easy enough. Freetalklive.com. You just click on the bulletin board system, the BBS. Get registered. It's real quick. It's easy. And we'll, we promise not to sell your email address.
Okay.
And then post a link there. That way everybody can see this. Because actually, this Social Security issue has come up recently on the bulletin board system.
Right.
And we'd love to have some sort of evidence that it's a voluntary thing. Because I don't like paying into it.
Owen,
hang on.
Yeah, I want to ask you a couple questions, Owen, actually.
And then we're going to get to James in Montana, who's got a bad cop story. I love those. So dial us up about anything. This is your show. You've got the hang of it. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 oregano, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything in here with you.
And Scott.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Join the fun on the bulletin board system. We've got thousands of posts, literally over 4,000 posts. Hundreds of users interacting there, and they don't all get along quite well. So sometimes you got flame wars. Sometimes you do have some intellectual conversations. So
sometimes you have flamers.
All kinds of interesting people there at freetalklive.com. Get registered. It's absolutely free, and everything on that website is free. So check it out, freetalklive.com. There you go. I used to check it out instead of log on.
Check it out. Check it out.
All right. And we're going to go back to the phones, back to the fun. Owen in Washington, you're back on Free Talk Live. And Scott, you had a question for Owen.
Yeah, okay. So, Owen, you have filled out a form that exempts you from Social Security?
There is no form.
Oh, okay.
Now, the law reads in Title 42, Section 405.
This isn't long, is it, Owen?
No.
Okay, okay.
No, in short, only when it deals with Social Security numbers, when it comes to U.S. citizens, only those who wish to receive money from the government or those who wish to, you know, participate in Social Security have to apply for a number.
Right.
They have to make the application, not their parents.
Well, because that's what happened to me. My parents, applied for me.
Exactly. So,
what does that mean?
It means that you never really applied. It means you've been deceived into believing you had one. It's called constructive fraud or actual fraud.
How do you get a loan without a Social Security number?
Well, I'm not the expert on that one.
Right.
Ivor is. There's another guy, he's in Pennsylvania, that has dealt with this more than I have. He drives around. Actually, he has a big problem. You can find out about him on save-a-patriot.org.
All right, you're going to have to post it. It doesn't even matter when you give links out over the
air. I'll put it on the website for
you. Yeah, people can't write it down. They're in their cars, and it just goes right over their head.
All right, so
I'll put it on your... on your thing for it, but it's the Save a Patriot Fellowship. He's
very
a member.
Good, sir.
Okay, so Owen, so do you no longer pay into Social Security?
I no longer actively pay in. However, the company I'm working for is wrongfully withholding the money from my pay.
And have you come up to them and tried to discuss it with them and said, hey, can you stop doing that?
I have tried. I've gone through. The only thing I'm doing right now is waiting for my buddy's case to settle in court.
Okay, so that way there's a precedent. Right.
That way, you know, he can help me out when I'm going to court. Right now, I'm just waiting for his case.
Interesting. Well, keep us up to date. Owen, thanks for checking in. Any final words for us?
Well, freedom isn't free. You have to work for it.
You're damn right. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, Owen.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, sir. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to James in Montana. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Scott.
Hey, guys.
Hey, James.
Called you last night. Look, I got kind of a bad.
You're a chronic, James. Look out.
I'm addicted.
Wait, is this James' post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a DUI back in 2003.
Okay.
And this was, you know, before I got diagnosed, and I'm still self-medicating with alcohol and all that.
Right.
And anyway. I said, screw it. You know, I'm going to drive. I don't care. They suspended my license. I said, I don't care. I'm still going to drive. Screw it.
Okay.
So, anyway, the cop that had pulled me over and gave me the DUI initially had been stalking me. He parked right on my block in his cop car and watched for me.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah, I'm positive. I live in a small town.
Oh, okay. Okay. How many people in the town?
Oh, like 4,000.
Wow, that's even smaller than the town I grew up in. City limits. The city limits of the town I grew up in were 3 square miles.
So,
so you got busted for DUI by this one cop.
Right.
And how long was it that he was stalking you for? I mean, what was the period of time from after you got busted to the incident you're going to talk about?
Let's see. I got the DUI in July and then September. Yeah, about July to September.
So about 2 months.
So you believe that he was keeping an eye on you for 2 months?
Definitely, definitely. Because he knew where I lived. Mm-hmm. He was parked on my block, watching for whenever I would drive or whatever. And he did this on several occasions. Even if he'd follow me, sometimes he wouldn't bust me for driving with a suspended license, but he'd follow me downtown and see where I'd go. And he'd wait there until, I guess, he just felt like it, and then he'd pull me over and bust me for a suspended license.
So wait, he followed you for 2 months and then finally pulled you over and got you for it?
I think a lot of that, it may very well have been just kind of a, you know, hey, I'm here and I know you're doing something wrong. I could do something
wrong. Well, isn't that stalking?
Anytime. Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm just saying, I'm sure that's exactly the message he was trying to convey.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have been his job to bust you the first time? I mean, wouldn't that have been him doing his job?
The first time, yeah. But to continue on and not
bizarre.
Bust me, you know?
That's weird.
Anyway, I don't think he's on the force anymore because...
I should hope not.
Well, apparently, from the stories I've been hearing from friends and whatnot, he's a drinker, too. He went into someone's house and took a shower, thinking it was his own house.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
So, anyway, I haven't seen him on the force or in a cop car anywhere, so...
Well, good thing. You still in that same old town, then?
Yeah, unfortunately. But...
So, was that your bad cop story? He didn't... That was it?
That was it.
That's pretty benign as far as bad cop stories go. You got off easy on that one, James.
Well, I guess, but
luckily
I mean,
he didn't pull you out of your car and, you know, commence the beating on you
over.
Or coming into your home while you're sleeping and testing your BAC.
Well, when he busted me for the when he got me for the suspended license, he followed me all the way to my parents' house where I was living at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I drove in the driveway. Then he gets out and proceeds to arrest me and handcuff me in my parents' backyard.
Jeez,
that's a little ridiculous.
Well, I'm like, you know, you're a real dick.
Well, you know, as we this is one of our favorite topics, bad cop stories on this show, at least one of my favorite topics. And as we expand, because we're brand new to syndication, as we get on to more and more markets, of course, brand new to Panama City tonight, we're going to get into this time and time again. And it's always fun to, I mean, fun to recount the people's bad experiences with the police.
That's what I want. I want to find out, as we pick up new affiliates, every time we're on in a new market, like, for example, Panama City. Someone, if you can remember one of the most ridiculous bad cop stories that happened in your area in recent history, call in with it.
Yeah.
I like hearing bad cop stories from around the country.
Okay, sure.
I will find out.
Cool. Yeah, give us one from Montana.
You bet. I will, and I'll
call
you guys back.
All right, James. Thanks for the call, man. Anything else on your mind?
No, you guys are doing a great job. I'm addicted.
Well, you're doing a great job listening, and thank you, sir. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Soon there's going to be a war on Free Talk Live. People are getting addicted to us, Scott.
He's addicted. Now he's self-medicating with Free Talk Live.
Let's go to Mike in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Excellent.
All right, how's it going?
Pretty good. I called them to have a commentary on the Owens Social Security discussion there, but
yes,
I also got a bad cop story if you guys want to hear it, too.
Ooh, I don't know where I want to start.
Oh, man.
Let's start with the bad cop story, I guess.
Oh, the bad cop. I applied for a concealed weapons permit a few years ago.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah. Here in New Hampshire, we've got a what's called a shall issue, which means they have to issue it within 14 days if you're
not
a
felon. What if
you're
a felon? Can you be a felon?
No.
Okay, so they won't issue it to felons, then?
Right.
Got it. Everyone else can get it without, there's no, like, classes that you have to take or
right.
any
no classes.
Other requirements. Interesting. Yeah. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get to the rest of this here. 800-259-9231, New Hampshire. Fascinating state. Of course, it's the selected state for the Free State Project, and we haven't had a chance to ask yet, but it's possible Mike might be a member. We'll find that out when we return. But it's also one of the only states where there's hardly any gun laws. There's hardly any restrictions on possessing, carrying, and owning firearms.
Are there open carry laws in New Hampshire?
There are open carry. Well, there's no law. It's just that you can open carry. There's no law against
right.
it.
Right. Open carry is a law.
Right.
It is allowed, I mean.
Exactly. We're going to come back with the remainder of this story and yours as well. If you want to chime in at 1-800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Bart.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is the show that you can take control of. You can literally bring up anything, whether it be political, something personal, you want to get something off your chest, you got an issue, an agenda you want to push. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Literally anything goes. Dial us up, 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com, check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, and look at the dozens of ladies who have taken their time to send us an email with their picture in it, and we then put it up on the internet. Dozens of, not any specific age category, just all ages, shapes, sizes, colors. Women that listen to Free Talk Live are there on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
That's right.
And there are a few fakes that we have now enshrined as well in our new Hall of Shame section, so you should check that out at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the funds to show about your calls. Let's talk again to Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys.
Hey there. You're going to tell us that you have a bad cop story.
Yep.
You were going in to get a shall-issue concealed weapons permit in New Hampshire. What's the process? You just fill out a form, or yeah, what?
It's a form. It's a small form, about a half of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
Wow, not even a full sheet of paper.
No, and you know
that's a good sign.
You just put your name and your address and.
Could I put a private mailbox, private box kind of pack mail address on it?
I think they want your physical address.
Okay.
And then the names of three people that you know as references.
What if I don't have any friends?
Well, see, I'll get to that. This is one of the funny things of this story that
okay.
I've done. So I filed it, and I can't remember what day it was, but it wound up that the 14th day was a Friday.
Okay.
And I was planning on going out of town for the weekend, so I wanted to pick up the license on the way home from work.
Well, now what's the significance of the 14 days? You have to wait 14 days before you can get it?
They're required by law to issue it within 14 days.
That's okay. It's a shall issue
by New Hampshire law.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So I called up the police station about 1 in the afternoon, and the dispatcher, she had no clue. And I said, well, can I talk to the chief? And she said, okay. So she patched me over to the chief. Now, the chief, I don't know whether the way he talks sounds like he either just woke up from a nap or he's drunk as a skunk.
Okay.
And so he gets on the phone and he's like, what can I do for you?
And you want a permit?
Yeah, exactly. I explained the situation. It's the 14th day and I read the law. I know the law says they're required to issue it within the 14th day and so forth. He says, there sounds like some kind of sacred cow issue.
Ah.
I said, well, I'm not, this isn't a big deal. Just like, I read the law, I thought it would be ready by now.
What the hell is that supposed to mean, that comment?
Yeah, exactly.
I said,
I know for a fact that you haven't done anything on it. And he says, well, why do you think that? I said, because you haven't called any of the three people that I put down on the floor. And this is what he said. He says, we're not going to call them. They're only going to say nice things about you. So I said, listen, I don't want to make a stink about this, but, can you look into this and get this taken care of? And, I just want to get my license. And so he's like, well, I said, I know it's my right to carry. He says, you don't have a right to carry a gun. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And
oh,
so,
man.
So as soon as I got off the phone, you know, I had the sneaking suspicion. So a friend of mine is a retired cop who actually knows him. And so I called him, explained what was going on, and he was totally, you know, unbelievable that this guy was doing this. And so then I called the gun owners in New Hampshire and my local state legislator.
Okay.
And so they all came down on him like a ton of bricks over the weekend.
Really?
And so then, like, Monday and Tuesday, I started getting calls from friends of mine and my employers and people all around town saying, boy, this sounds like there's some kind of big police investigation of you. They're asking whether you're, yeah, they think you're maybe involved in violence and something. And I go, what? And, you know, he went way beyond the form. You know, the names I put on the form was calling everybody that he thought I would know.
What was he trying to do? I mean, if it's a shall issue thing, does it matter if he finds someone that doesn't like you? I mean, is that what he was trying to do?
I think because I had made a stink, he was trying to find a reason to deny it. Get somebody to say that I'm not a trustworthy person, that I'm a violent person.
So is that all it takes? So it's not necessarily a shall issue thing? It's like if they can find someone that doesn't like you, then you don't get a permit?
They try to read some vagueness into the law that's not really there.
Okay.
You know, a few of these chiefs that'll do that. And so then by Wednesday, I get a call from my friend who's the retired cop, and he said, okay, you can go by there and pick it up this afternoon.
You mean they didn't bother to call you? The retired one called you?
No. And so I went by the station afterwards, after work, and picked it up, and the chief wouldn't come out of his office.
Oh, coward.
And the funny thing was about 6 months later, I bought a Class 3 weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the forms done for the ATF requires what's called a CLEO signature, the chief law enforcement officer.
Thought it was Miss CLEO. I'm sorry, go ahead.
have a gun now.
Which could be a chief of police, a selectman, head of the state police or the attorney general of the state, and they have to sign off on the form so you can pay this exorbitant $200 tax to buy this gun.
Okay.
And he wouldn't sign it. He didn't want the liability. I got him legal cases that showed that he couldn't be held liable if I went nuts.
Sure,
and so
he's probably got sovereign immunity out the ass.
Yeah.
He's a cop.
And so, you know, he was making all kinds of excuses and so forth. And so finally, yes, I've got the county sheriff to sign it. And so then I get the gun and I ran into him at the pizza parlor. And I said, hey, Chief, how's it going? He goes, oh, it's going pretty good. I said, hey, I picked up that machine gun. I'm going to be shooting it out at the sand pit a little later. You want to come out and do a few rounds? And he just started steaming. It was great.
Really? What a jerk.
Well, one of the bad things here in New Hampshire is but it's typical in every state, the chief of police association, you know, chiefs of police aren't cops. They're politicians.
Uh-huh. Are they elected or appointed?
They're appointed, but they, you know,
it's politician of the worst order.
Yeah, they're bureaucratic politician.
Right.
And the Chiefs of Police Association, you know, I'm the vice chair of the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire.
Ah, excellent.
And so we kind of look at the Chiefs of Police Association as our real opposition party. They're like the fascist party.
Right.
Okay, so we don't, you know, we can work with the Republicans on some issues, and we can work with the Democrats on other issues. But the fascists, you know, we've got no commonality with them. They're our real opposition.
Hmm.
And they're represented by the chief.
Are there any real, I mean, to be honest, though, that Mike, while that was a good story and it was interesting, kept my attention the entire time, are there any real bad cop stories that have happened in New Hampshire? There's got to be some, right? Because, I mean, if that's as bad as it gets, then
Just another example of a cop not wanting to do his job.
Yeah, just a lazy-ass bureaucrat.
And then when you call him on it, he gets pissed off and does his job four times more than he's supposed to, just to make your life difficult.
Yeah. There are a few cases here and there. None have happened to me. But along the southern border with Massachusetts, we get cops that move across the border and get jobs here in New Hampshire, and they'll try to harass New Hampshire people who are carrying openly.
Mm. Yeah, I heard a story about that. A guy was in like a Walden Books or a Barnes & Noble
Borders,
or something,
yeah.
and almost got tackled by some cops because he was carrying openly, which, of course, is fully legal in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Anyway, Mike, if you can hang on, I got another question for you.
Sure.
1-800-259-9231. He said he happened to mention he's the vice chair of the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question about that as well.
I want to know how he feels about the Free State Project. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring us anything. It's the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Now we're doing a three-hour Saturday night show, Scott.
That's right, Ian.
Yes, indeed. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. And if you miss a moment of the show,
even 10 seconds,
you can catch it all in the archives at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the website, there's no logging in, there's no membership fee. You just go and grab them up. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, are right there on the front page of the website.
You got one of those portable MP3 player dealies like I've got in my car?
Mm-hmm.
You can just grab the podcast.
That's right.
It'll
Number five, babe. Number five in the world.
Number five ranked podcast in the world as of about less than an hour
ago, actually. Yeah, because we've got our Free Talk Live Free Talkers out there voting for us on almost daily basis. And thanks to everyone who has cast their vote. If you haven't cast a vote, you can easily do it. Just go to freetalklive.com. Right above the archives is a little vote, little link that says vote us 5 stars. You click that, follow the voting instructions, and it probably take you maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, about that.
Maybe a minute if you're real slow at reading.
Mm-hmm.
To vote us 5 stars and help us climb the ranks. And we actually got a mention in USA Today, as a matter of fact.
Yep, so, because of that.
Because of podcasting. Because we give away our archives.
Yeah, because of our listeners, we got a mention in USA Today.
Right, well, if we didn't give away our archives, we wouldn't be podcasting, and so we'd just be not as popular as we are today. Let's go back to the phones, though. Let's talk to Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
So we had some questions for you, Mike,
sure.
Since you have revealed to us that you're the vice chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I cover the 2nd Congressional District.
You must be aware, then, that the Free State Project has chosen your state. And, Scott, that leads into your question, right?
Well, when the voting was going on for the 10 states that were the possible states for the Free State Project to choose, there were a lot of materials that came to the Free State Project from New Hampshire. A nicely done PDF of 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. Just lots of information that made it was probably the most well-done presentation out of all of the states as far as what their Libertarian Party put together and gave to the members of the Free State Project.
It got me to vote for New Hampshire.
It got me to vote for New Hampshire as well, and I was wondering if you were involved in any of that information being given out at all.
Of that particular piece of information, no. I was just a party member at that time.
Okay.
I just became a vice chair this past October.
Oh, well, congratulations.
The person who put that 101 reasons together, her name is Michelle Dumas.
Okay.
And she was on the Welcome to the Granite State Committee that the LPNH formed to welcome the Free Staters and lobby for their support in the election.
Tell me something, Mike. Since you're involved in the LP up there, I mean, I've been involved in the LP down here in the Tampa Bay area, and one of the things that I was real active for quite a while, starting during the Harry Brown 2000 campaign and going for a few years after that, and as a lot of activists do, I got some burnout, and one of the things that contributed to that was the incessant bureaucracy of the party itself, and how not very much got done. There was a whole lot of talking, but not a lot of action. Can you tell me something about the New Hampshire Libertarian Party that might make me feel a little bit better about it?
Yeah, every state party is part of what's called the UMP program, where your dues to national, your dues to the state party actually go to national, and national decides what smidgen of that is going to go back to the state party.
Right.
Well, we severed ourselves from that arrangement several years ago.
And what does that mean? Why is that a good thing?
Well, it means that the state party is able to keep the money that it earns from membership recruitment for local political activities, for supporting local candidates, state candidates, because we found that all the membership money was going in and the national LP was dumping on this really expensive offices in D.C. and
right.
In the Watergate Tower.
So you felt like they were kind of like a central bureaucracy taking a cut, huh?
Yeah, and they're also wasting the money on these quixotic presidential campaigns that never really went anywhere.
Let me ask you this. Are you excited about the Free State Project?
I'm an original member of the Free State Project.
Oh, excellent. Very good.
It's the last best hope for liberty in my lifetime.
I tell you what, we get updates from one of the Free State Project members who's already in New Hampshire quite frequently on this show. His name's Dave.
Dave Ridley.
Yeah, he calls
great
in.
Guy.
Yeah, it seems like it. He calls in with all kinds of good info on what's going on, you know, the latest attacks on freedom and some of the things that they're doing up there to make a difference already, even though the move hasn't even officially started yet.
Would that be who calls in with the update on the issue in Hampton,
yep.
for example?
Dave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dave's a great guy. He's one of the powerhouses of a lot of really effective people who've moved in ahead of time with the Free State Project. And, you know, most of them we're finding are really great people.
Right.
They're great to hang with. We have a lot of libertarian parties all over the state now where, you know, we're usually in a lot of places, it's like you're lucky if you can get enough guys for a poker game.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling, man. That's how it's been here.
Yeah, we have just county get-togethers or region get-togethers that get 30 to 50 people.
That's fantastic.
So,
how often are you having those?
Those big ones, generally, whenever once a month we have a meet and greet for the new people that have moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, everybody kind of congregates and to meet who's moved in and talk about what's going on and plans that are being made and so forth. And so right now,
Mike, hold on. I got more questions. It's fascinating what goes on in New Hampshire, and because, well, I'm going to move there someday.
It's the Mike Hour on Free Talk Live.
It's the Free State Project. We're talking a little bit about it, talking about freedom and liberty in your lifetime, and it is possible. I want to come back and ask Mike about a couple of important bills that are in front of the New Hampshire legislature. We're going to come back to that. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hey. Psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two still. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Don't forget, you can log on to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates. You need to know what's going on with the show, whether it be some sort of announcement about a brand new affiliate, maybe a new Shriner on the website that we want to tell you about. We send it out to the updates list first. So you're one of the first to know any good news about, or bad news.
Just any news.
Yeah, any news about the show. If you log on to freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. So do that. Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun. The show about you, your calls, and what's on your mind. We're actually,
if your name's Mike.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we've been talking to Mike. I mean, if we had other calls, I'd have moved Mike's ass along by now. But Mike is an interesting individual. He's in New Hampshire, which, of course, is the destined free state. And as you may or may not know, Mike, both myself and Scott and every other co-host on this show are all members of the Free State Project. So at some point, we're going to be in New Hampshire as well, and we're really excited about it.
You need to get your butts up here.
I know. We'll have to make some damn money first. So, Mike, what you've got to do is you've got to put that Libertarian Party in gear and start calling those radio stations up there and say, hey, get this Dr. Laura crap off the airwaves. We want to hear Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we got some people that are doing that. We'll see what we can develop for you.
Well, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, not only that, if everybody who was signed up right now picked up and moved to New Hampshire, who would be left outside the state to recruit?
Well, that's a good point. Although I'm about tapped out. I don't really have anybody else that I can recruit.
No, I know that.
Pretty much everybody I know is a member of the Free State Project.
All five people who do this show, your fiance, my ex-wife, my girlfriend. Yeah.
One-time girlfriend. Diane, she's a member.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot I dated her.
Right. So, anyway, Mike has some questions about some New Hampshire legislation that's going
on. Sure.
There.
I did want to point out that we changed our bylaws with the LPNH so that you don't have to be a state resident to join the party and support what's going on.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and you can join through our website, lpnh.org.
Great. So, in the state legislature right now, there are a couple of interesting bills. I'm sure there's more than a couple, but we'll focus on two because our time's running out here. One of them is, you mentioned one of the reasons why you called, Mike, was when you tried to apply for your shall issue concealed carry permit. That's one of the, I guess, laws that's coming up, possibly, is to repeal that particular legislation that created the shall issue law. So therefore, there'd be no gun regulations whatsoever, as I take it.
We're trying to institute what's called either Vermont carry or Alaska carry, where you don't have to have a license to carry concealed or where there's no criminal penalty.
I kind of got the impression that this particular kind of bill has come up before and been shot down. Do you think there are better chances this time out now that there's some activists up there willing to stand up for it?
Well, we had one last session, and it's pretty much the same as the bill we've got up there now. There's heavy, heavy opposition from the Chiefs of Police Association.
Right.
And they're working hand in hand with the Million Mom March and the Brady campaign. And I was one of the people trying to organize the support for the bill last session. And, you know, they were doing some heavy opposition research. People had sent me posts where, you know, they were talking about my personal life on their little private email list.
That's one of those things that's going to happen. I wish that you the best on this one, and I hope that now you can show these chiefs of police and these other thugs who they're up against, because now you got some real activists
in
the state there.
We got a lot of testimony going on and for various bills and before various committees.
Mike, check in with us again some other time, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Hour number 3 is on the way, and if you don't get it locally, log on to freetalklive.com.
If you're